Good afternoon, everyone. For WFIW News, I'm Len Wells with this 12:15 edition of the news on Thursday, the 24th of September. It is now 83, headed for a high in the mid to upper 80s again today. We hit 87 yesterday. I'll have more on the weather after the news. Well, the former Brown Shoe Factory over in Salem went up in flames last night. Fire was reported a little before 10 p.m. Arriving firemen reported the three-story structure quickly became engulfed in flames. Firefighters from seven neighboring communities joined the Salem Fire Department in battling the blaze. No injuries reported. At the time of the fire, the structure housed Dalton Storage. Flames also spread to a nearby home on South Pearl Street. Historically, events at the Brown Shoe Factory in Salem played a pivotal role in the establishment of the minimum wage for all Americans. It was 1932 that a National Labor Relations Board investigation at that Salem factory revealed that workers were sometimes drawing checks for as low as $2.50 to $3 for a 60-hour work week. As a result of workers protesting worsening working conditions, President Franklin D. Roosevelt drafted the National Industrial Recovery Act in 1933 to force industries to standardize wages and prices and alleviate the downward spiral of wages. 2 years later, the Wagner Act was passed, guaranteeing U.S. workers the right to organize into unions and to strike. The National Labor Relations Board cited the Brown Shoe Factory in Salem for violating the Wagner Act in connection with the dissolution of the Salem Union Local, but the company refused to reinstate strikers and workers who had been fired for union activity. The workers who had not lost their jobs at Brown were finally given some help in their struggle for decent wages when the Fair Labor Standard Acts of 1938 established a minimum wage in the U.S. So that Brown Shoe Factory in Salem did hold an interesting place in U.S. history. It went up in flames last night. Headquartered in St. Louis, the Brown Shoe Company operated a number of factories across southern Illinois. The facility in Salem closed its doors back in the 60s. WFIW News Time, 12:17.
Remember when? Gas was a quarter a gallon and you could cruise around town all evening on $2? Those were the days. Our dad went into business in Sisney in August 1951, even before I was around. Here at Gill Sales and Service, we're celebrating our 64th year in business. Through August and September, we are offering $40 off any Frigidaire refrigerators on a cash and carry basis. You haul, you save. Come see us at Gill Sales and Service, 1605 West Main in Fairfield, for all your appliance needs.
The next 10-pound meat sale is September 30th through October 3rd at Sisney Key Market. This week, bananas are 49 cents a pound. 10 pounds russet potatoes, $2.99. Baby carrots, 99 cents. Sirloin tip roast, $4.29 a pound. Brooks chili beans, $1.99 for the 30-ounce can. High-top tomato juice, $1.29. Family-sized Doritos or Lay's, $3 for $9. Del Monte corn or green beans, 79 cents. High-top beef stew or chili packets, $2 for $1. The Thursday night carryout meal is served from 3 to 5 p.m. Sisney Key Market is locally owned and appreciate your business. Like them on Facebook.
It's fall, y'all, at the Watering Can in Albion. The shop is beautiful with autumn wreaths and silk arrangements. Browse our new purse selections by Simply Noel in warm fall colors. Scarves and jewelry add the final touch. New Harmony Soap Company products make a great gift, even for yourself. Fresh fall arrangements will brighten anyone's day. Daily deliveries to Albion, Fairfield, Mount Carmel, West Salem, and Grayville. Fall for fall at the Can in Albion.
Wayne County Sheriff's Police report the arrest of two individuals following a traffic crash on Illinois Route 15 west of Wayne City yesterday afternoon. The driver, Cody D. Gregory, 26, of Johnsonville, faces charges of driving on a revoked license and possession of methamphetamine and drug paraphernalia. He was also wanted on a local warrant for a failure to appear in court on a fleeing and eluding charge. A passenger in his car, Savannah R. Murphy, 23, of Thompsonville, was wanted out of Franklin County for possession of meth, drug paraphernalia, and driving suspended. New charges include possession of drug paraphernalia. Both suspects were booked at the county jail a little after 4 o'clock Wednesday afternoon. Kimberly I. Jones, 32, of Crossville, was arrested Wednesday afternoon on a charge of drunk driving drugs after and possession of a small amount of marijuana. Jones was arrested after a White County Sheriff's deputy spotted Jones' car on Main Street in Crossville, noticing the vehicle had a cracked windshield, failing a number of field sobriety tests. She was taken to the county jail where she submitted to a urinalysis. She was booked on charges of DUI drugs and possession of marijuana. 29-year-old Christopher C. Patrick of Florida was arrested last night on charges of battery and disorderly conduct. Patrick was arrested after Fairfield City Police were called to the Budget Inn a little before 10 last night on a report of a disturbance. Patrick is accused of punching 28-year-old Angel Cruz in the face during an argument. Police say Patrick and Cruz were both quite intoxicated. Mr. Cruz was injured. He was taken to Fairfield Memorial Hospital for treatment of his injuries. 41-year-old Stephen R. Brown of Ohio was arrested Wednesday afternoon on a no-bond warrant out of Lewanee County, Michigan. Brown was stopped for a traffic infraction, and police in Fairfield City Police found out he was wanted on a felony warrant charging him with failure to pay child support. He'd been taken to the county jail, where he will await extradition back to Michigan. In other news this afternoon, a former West Salem bank employee has been sentenced to 2 years in federal prison after pleading guilty to embezzling more than $300,000 from the First State Bank of West Salem. Rachel J. Kaczynski, 33, was sentenced Wednesday in U.S. District Court at Benton, Illinois. In addition to 2 years in prison, the judge ordered Kaczynski to pay $362,357 in restitution to the bank and assessed a $100 special assessment in the case. Now, according to court records, Kaczynski stole the money between November of 2011 and January of 2015. She's been free on her own recognizance since entering a guilty plea to a single charge of bank embezzlement on April 23rd. WFIW News, Times 1221.
Vaughn's Diesel is excited to announce that they have added a new selection of tires and are the Yokohama tire dealer for Fairfield. Vaughn's offers a full line of passenger, commercial, and farm tires at prices that can't be beat. They have 3-year warranties and 3-year roadside service on select brands. Vaughn's are offering 24-hour service, and for the farmer, they have on-site service when you need it. Vaughn's is located south of Fairfield on Route 45 across from Casey's, or call 842-3500.
I'm Teresa Kaiser. I would like to take a moment to encourage you to choose Clay County Hospice if you are faced with end-of-life decisions. The nurses and staff provide compassionate care and professional expertise when you and your loved ones are forced to make difficult decisions. The presence of Clay County Hospice provides the needed support for you and your family at a most difficult time. How do I know this? I chose Clay County Hospice for my father.
On Wednesday, Mount Carmel City Police were called to Go's gas station on North Walnut Street on a report of a man who walked in the store, sat down at a booth, and exposed himself and performed some sort of sex act inside the store after being told to leave. Police started looking for their suspect, found him. He's 40-year-old Chad W. Street of Belmont. He was taken to the county jail and booked on a charge of public indecency. Earlier this week, Mount Carmel police arrested three individuals on various drug charges. They include 22-year-old Keenan J. Badgzath of Elberfeld, Indiana, 23-year-old Rontre Chavez of Princeton, Indiana, and 19-year-old Daniel Dido of Mount Carmel. Police found the three in the 100 block of East 9th Street. Badgzath and Chavez faced charges of manufacture or delivery of marijuana, possession of a controlled substance and paraphernalia. Dido faces charges of manufacture or delivery of cannabis and drug paraphernalia. All are being held in the jail at Mount Carmel. Police responded to the 700 block of Ficklin Street on Tuesday on a report of a man violating an active order of protection. The suspect, identified as Craig S. Adams, Mr. Adams, was booked at the county jail for violating an order of protection. Yesterday morning, the Edwards County Sheriff's Department and the Albion Police Department conducted a canine search for drugs at the Edwards County K-12 building, including the high school portion of the building, and vehicles in the student parking lot were searched. No drugs or illegal contraband were found. Canine and their handlers participating in the search came from Carmi, Mount Carmel, Marion County, Richland County, and, of course, Edwards County and Wayne County had their canines participating in that drug sweep. No dope found. Here are the names of those who won prizes during the Fairfield Fall Fun Fest Retail Merchants booth. Thursday, a basket, Maverick Willett, $25 in chamber bucks to Carolyn Bland. On Friday, a retail merchant's basket went to Kim Owen, $25 in chamber bucks to Misty Nixon, a Carter Trucking hat to Marissa Townsend, and a Carter Trucking sweatshirt to Heather Sargent. Saturday, a retail merchant basket went to Jim Thompson, $25 in chamber bucks went to Marilyn Savage, Carter Trucking hat to Hannah Fickus, and a Carter Trucking t-shirt to David Elliott. Wabash Independent Networks, a subsidiary of Wabash Telephone Cooperative, has announced that new sports channels will be added soon to their channel lineup. They'll be added with no package price increase. Channels being added include CBS Sports, NFL Network, SEC Network, Big Ten Network, CBS Sports, NFL Network, and Fox Sports Midwest. Red Zone HD will also be offered as an a la carte, which will allow customers to buy just that channel. Don't forget, your Edwards County taxes, the first installment will be due on Tuesday, October the 20th, with the second installment November 23rd. Time now to check the latest price of crude oil, brought to you by Steve Thompson, your country financial representative in West Salem. At the noon hour, crude oil prices are up 28 cents a barrel. That's November crude, up to $44.76 a barrel yesterday. The prices slid. Refineries dropped. They're offering $1.25 a barrel. Today they're paying $37.50 for a barrel of locally produced crude oil. Time now to check the latest stock market numbers, brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones financial advisor at 1001 Commerce Drive in Fairfield. At the noon hour, the Dow's off 166 points at 16,113. The NASDAQ's down 56 at 4,696. In local and area death, 72-year-old McLeansboro resident Ellen Joan Farrell died 12:40 Monday morning at McLeansboro Healthcare and Rehabilitation Center. She'd worked in the processing department for General Foods in Modesto, California, until she retired. Survivors included brother Carl S. Digby of McLeansboro and several nieces, nephews, and great-nieces and nephews. There will be no formal services for Ellen Joan Farrell. The Golson Funeral Home of McLeansboro's helping the family with the arrangements. Margaret A. McCormick, 91, of Grayville, died Tuesday at St. Mary's in Evansville. She had been a cook for the Grayville School. Survivors include sons Harold McCormick of Robinson, Jerry Wayne McCormick of Williston, Florida, grandchildren Bradley and Stephen North, Abby Davidson, Kelly Willett, and a granddaughter Melissa, and eight great-grandchildren. In keeping with her wishes, her remains will be cremated and a private service conducted later. The Cook Chapel of Grayville is in charge of the arrangements. 85-year-old Harrisburg resident Christine V. Weaver died Tuesday night at her home. She'd been a factory worker. Survivors include sons Robin Weaver of Harrisburg, Stephen Weaver of Bolingbrook, Illinois, and Keith Weaver of Mount Vernon. Daughters Jane Klimick of West Virginia, Dawn Cochran of Hearst, a brother Tommy Lemons of McLeansboro, a sister Dolores Presley of Fort Campbell, Kentucky, 22 grandchildren, and several great-grandchildren. Services for Christine V. Weaver will be 3 o'clock Friday afternoon at the Richardson Funeral Home in Wayne City, with burial in Thomason Cemetery. Visitation 1 p.m. till the time of service Friday at the Richardson Funeral Home in Wayne City. Wayne County native Ira Dwayne White died Tuesday. He'd owned and operated High T Service Station at First and Main in Fairfield in the 60s, moving to Morris, Illinois in 65, retiring from Caterpillar Tractor in 95 after 30 years. Survivors include five children, Kimra Veranda of Coal City, Chris White of Manuka, Jolynn Lamping of Braidwood, Illinois, Rebecca Yard of Morris, Illinois, Douglas White of St. Peters, Missouri. 10 grandchildren also survive. 3 brothers and 4 sisters also survive. J. Ben White of Daytona Beach, Florida, Roy White of Jackson, Tennessee, Dan White of Fairfield, Norma Potts of Fairfield, Carmen Smallwood of Makena, Sarah Pollard of Fairfield, Marilyn Gable of Morris. Services for Ira White will be 10:30 Saturday morning at the Manuka United Methodist Church, with burial in Seward Mound Cemetery. Visitation will be 4 to late Friday night at Maple Funeral Home in Shanahan, Illinois. Memorials may be made to the Manuka United Methodist Church. Gene F. Macklin, 88, of Seymour, Tennessee, died Saturday. He served in World War II as a radio man, went on to work at Magnavox in Fort Wayne. Survivors include a son, Joseph Allen, and a daughter, Linda Jean. Final visitation for Gene Macklin will be 10 o'clock till noon Monday at the Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield, followed by a graveside service at Maple Hill Cemetery with military honors. Memorials may be made to the Alzheimer's Tennessee and will be accepted at Johnson and Vaughn in Fairfield. Funeral services for Helen Ray Hosselton, 92, of Clay City, will be 10:30 Saturday morning at the Hosselton Funeral Home in Sisney. Burial in Ziff Cemetery. Visitation will be 5 to 8 Friday evening at the Hosselton Funeral Home in Sisney. Memorials may be made to the Baptist Children's Home in Carmi. Funeral services for Gary L. Hoseman, 60, of Carmi, will be 1 o'clock this afternoon at the Stendebach Family Funeral Home in Carmi. Burial in Kirkendall Cemetery. Visitation is now till the time of service at Stendebach's in Carmi. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the family. Funeral services for Alan Gene Meese, 66, of Attica, Michigan, will be 1 o'clock this afternoon at the Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro, burial in Hopewell Cemetery. Graveside military rights will be provided by the American Legion Post 106 of McLeansboro. Visitation now till the time of service at the Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro. If you missed any of today's obituaries, click on our website at WFIWradio.com. Our obituary page is updated throughout the day. Well, folks, you've been listening to the Fairfield Area News from the Fairfield Banking Company News Center. WFIW News time is 12:30.
It's fun and it's simple to make budget-friendly home improvements with help from Kincaid's in Fairfield. Patios are a cost-effective way to increase your living space, enjoyment, and your property value. Do it right, call Ronnie Wright at Kincaid's. Increase your home's value and decrease your utility bills and install new windows. Set your goal and then call Joel at Kincaid's. Convert your wood-burning fireplace into a clean-burning, no-fuss, no-muss gas fireplace. Don't tarry. Call Gary at Kincaid's. And finally, give your space a custom look instantly with moldings, crown moldings, chair rails, and more. Hundreds of molding options are available. And Ronnie, Joel, and Gary can help you in the building materials and lumber departments at Kincaid's in Fairfield.
And that is time to check the WFIW Fairfield area weather forecast. Sunshine today, high of 86, clear tonight, low 56. Sunny Friday, high of 83, a slight chance of showers Saturday, 77, slight chance of showers Sunday, 79, and Monday and Tuesday, sunny, 84. Got up to 87 for the high yesterday, 55 our low this morning, and at 12:31 this afternoon under sunny skies, it's 83. For news, it's online anytime you're online. Go to WFIWradio.com 24/7. Reporting for WFIW News, I'm Len Wells.
At Lowry's Fiberglassing, they're ready to paint your